Hello, everyone. It's Brian Gengler. I appreciate you taking time to download this podcast. This is the second podcast in a series following our Maryland coaching event. So let's bring you up to speed. You took some time out of your very busy schedule to come to Maryland. As I mentioned to you, at Maryland, it was window shopping on a motorcycle. You had a lot of concepts thrown your way. Some probably landed, some probably didn't. But at least you started to build the foundation of how you're going to change your practice over the next 12 to 24 months. After returning to your home city, you got an email from me, and on that email was the initial sales idea, what to do. We refer to it as calling your top 20 existing clients. And so hopefully by now you've made your list. You've probably started to make those calls. I provided you the script. And at this point in time, you have appointments coming in. So what I'd like to do for you today is to create a little structure around the first appointment process for your existing clients utilizing the Income for Life software. So again, to catch you up, I now have 5, 7, 10, 12, 20 appointments over the next 2 weeks with existing clients. These are existing clients who know me, who like me. I maybe had some annual reviews. I maybe haven't been as diligent as I should have been in having the annual reviews, but I have them coming in to see me. And I want a couple of things to happen from this. As I mentioned in the last podcast, our experience is if you have 20 existing clients coming in, there's going to be one who will say to you, Brian, I didn't tell you this, but I went to one of those dinner seminars and about 5 months ago I bought an annuity from another guy. And you're going to be fairly frustrated with that, but you're going to end up telling the client that yes, it was a very good product that they bought because that's a company that you represent. You are going to have a lot of your clients say, we're good for our income today, but they didn't realize they had an income cliff when the primary breadwinner dies. You're going to have some of your clients who don't have the income today that they want. We call that an income gap, and they need to move some money around to generate more pension-like income. But out of that call, you should be able to get, once you started to add value, you should have been able to get referrals from almost every existing client that has come in. So that's where you're at today. You've got appointments on the calendar. You have these people coming in. Let's sit down and talk about what we want to do in the next appointment process. So again, these are existing clients. You bring them in and you make your typical small talk. You catch up with whatever business you need to do or whatever personal you want to accomplish. And then you show them this new service that you're providing. And my role play on that would be that, Bob and Sally, I've actually added some services to my firm, and one of them being this Income for Life report. And the reason I've done this is because I can't have a conversation with somebody in kind of your age demographic that doesn't eventually turn to the need for pension-like income, more pension-like income, an income stream we can never outlive, or the concern of what will happen to my wife when I die. And so as a planner, as an advisor, as a fiduciary, as an agent in today's world, I always look for added value services that I can provide my existing clients. And I think you're really going to like what I show you today. At this point in time, you pull up on your big screen on your laptop, however you roll it out, a generic Income for Life report. So let me walk you through this Income for Life report, Bob and Sally. And if you're interested, I can do this for you. I did this for some existing clients. But you see here, John has his Social Security, and I carried that out with the cost of living increase for the rest of his life. Jane has her Social Security. I did the same for them. And John had a small pension at the company that he worked for 35 years. Now, remind me, Bob, do you have a pension where you work? Yes, no. Sally, do you have a pension where you work? Yes, no. And to me, the answer isn't really relevant because I'll tell you in my experience, the easiest person to get across the annuity pension-like income stream concept is somebody who already has a pension. Because you know what people who have a pension want more than anything in the world? They want a larger pension. And if people don't have a pension, they understand the power of it and they would like to be able to create a pension. So in this case, Bob and Sally came to me and they wanted $60,000 a year in retirement income. And you see here between the Social Securities and the pensions, they were at 65 and they were very, very happy. They thought they were perfect. They thought everything was locked and loaded until I showed them the second step in the Income for Life report. And I killed Bob off because Bob looked like a fairly healthy guy when he sat across the table. I've known him for 10 years. Seems like a healthy guy, but eventually we all die. And guys typically die before their wives. So I kill Bob off at age 70, 75, 78, whatever you choose. And we watch the income stream go from $65,000 a year down to $35,000. So this will happen, Bob and Sally. I don't know exactly when, but this will happen because one of the Social Securities goes away. At least half the pension typically goes away. Sometimes the entire pension goes away. But in our generic example, half the pension went away and they went from $65,000 a year income down to $35,000. So now back into the role play, Bob and Sally, you guys have a situation like this. I don't know how big or small the loss is. Typically what I see, and this is a national average across the country, is about a 40 to 42% decrease in income. So you guys have some decrease in your income. I don't know if it's this small or this large, but Sally, let me ask you a question. If you experienced this decrease in income, would you be concerned about that? And of course, Bob and Sally will answer the same way 999 times out of 1,000, and that is yes. So you can see how powerful this tool is, how much peace of mind people have knowing exactly where they're at. And I was wondering, Bob and Sally, John and Jane, my existing clients, would you like me to run your numbers? And from that, you will get a yes. Majority of the time with your existing clients, you will get a yes. At which time you pull out either your data form that you use or the 12-question short data form, I would be prepared for the yes. And here's what I mean by that. I wouldn't have plugged any of their numbers in. It will take me some time to run your reports. But if I know information about these people, if I know their socials, if I know their pension, if I know what the beneficiary is on their pension, is it joint in 100, joint in 50, or joint in 0, I would have that information on the data form. And I would spend 10 minutes, and I'd walk through the data form, either updating my numbers or getting the information that I don't have. Things that you want to make sure you know in preparing this Income for Life report is, John and Jane, my existing clients, how much income do you want in retirement? How much monthly income? How much annual income? And it's important on that. We've role played this before, but when I talk about that income stream, is that enough to meet your basic living expenses, or does that give you a little wiggle room? So you told me you'd like $5,000 a month in retirement. Let me ask you a question, Bob and Sally. John and Jane, my existing clients. You said you wanted $5,000. Would $7,000 be better? I don't know if I can get you $7,000, but it's important for me to know what you'd like as I crunch the numbers and run the report. Tell me, as I look at planning out your retirement income picture, would you like me to get the $7,000 a month as a sure thing or as a maybe? As an advisor, I can do either. I just need to know from your perspective, would you like that as a sure thing or a maybe? Let me ask you, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being no big deal, 10 being utmost important, how important is it to you that the $7,000 a month, if we can get that, how important is it to you that the $7,000 never runs out? That it never goes to $5,000 or $3,000 or $2,000? Likewise, Jane, how important is it to you that if I can get you $7,000 a month in retirement, how important is it to you that that stays at $7,000 once something happens to your husband? So those are the type of questions you want to ask in a first appointment. Go back to the 7 steps to a powerful appointment process. The key thing here is that you introduce the Income for Life report and you never solve anything. You might be able to, you might have enough information, but I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you start this first appointment with your existing clients, introducing the Income for Life report and showing a generic example. Let me show you what I can do for you. And if you'd like to see your numbers, I'd like you to come back next week. It'll take my team a little bit of time to prepare the report for you. Today's Tuesday afternoon. It's 10 o'clock. How about if you come in next Tuesday at 10? Would that time work for you? I'll have your numbers. It'll be really cool. We'll put them as part of your personal financial inventory binder, but at least you'll know exactly where you're at. You'll know if you have an income gap from where you want to be to where you're at. You'll also know, Jane, if you have an income cliff when something happens to your husband, how big a cliff do you run off of? How big a decrease do you have upon his death? So again, go back to the original podcast that I gave you. Call your 20 best clients. Get them to come in, re-listen to this podcast, and this is the way to run the first appointment. The next podcast I give you will be a second appointment for your existing clients. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to come to Maryland, and look forward to hearing from you. Oh, one quick giveaway. If you'd like the generic income for life reports that I referred to in this podcast, give us a call at 888-556-1379, 888-556-1379. Just ask your sales consultant for the generic income for life report examples, and we will have them out to you immediately. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you soon.